From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Emergency personnel are on the scene of a community college in southwestern Oregon where police are investigating reports of a mass shooting. Rob Manning of Oregon Public Broadcasting is near the site of Umpqua Community College, where entry to and from the area has been closed off to most people.
We're hearing there are multiple casualties being transported away from Umpqua Community College, unconfirmed reports of fatalities. Umpqua Community College has an enrollment of about 3,000 students. It's kind of the major college institution in that part of Oregon.
Rob Manning reporting. We're just hearing, by the way, that a fire official has told CNN that at least two people have died. Hurricane Joaquin is now a more powerful Category 4 storm, bringing with it heavy rain and top sustained winds of 130 miles per hour to residents and tourists of the Bahamas. Forecasters believe the storm could reach Category 5, the greatest measured level of intensity, by the time it reaches the eastern U.S. if its current trajectory doesn't shift. A lot of unknowns still, but New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is not taking any chances after the state endured severe damage from Superstorm Sandy several years ago. Christie talks about what residents can expect this time.
We know that there is definitely going to be moderate and likely to be major flooding events in South Jersey on Friday and Saturday.
Parts of South Carolina are already experiencing heavy rains and floods. At least one death is reported. Fierce fighting continues in parts of Kunduz in northern Afghanistan. Afghan government forces have pushed into the city after it was overrun by the Taliban on Monday. But NPR's Philip Reeves reports that their counteroffensive is proving to be difficult.
Afghan government and military officials began the day announcing Kunduz was back in government hands after a big overnight operation and that they were conducting clearance operations. Yet reports flowed in from frightened residents who were still hunkered down because the fighting wasn't over. A police spokesman confirmed that the operation is still going on, saying Taliban fighters are hiding in people's homes. Some reports say the militants are pushing back into the city centre. Although their combat mission's been over for months, US forces at one point fought alongside Afghan soldiers. A coalition forces spokesman says they were special forces advisers who encountered an insurgent threat and returned fire in self-defence. Philip Reeves, NPR News.
A 16-year-old South Dakota student is charged as an adult with attempting to murder his high school principal. He is alleged to have shot and wounded the principal. Authorities say the teen was then restrained by members of the faculty and that no students were hurt. At last check on Wall Street, Dow was down 187 points at 16,098. NASDAQ off 4, S&P 500 up 1. This is NPR. The Russian military is denying reports that its airstrikes are killing civilians rather than ISIS terrorist targets. At the United Nations today, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said, as heard here through an interpreter, Russia's military knows its target.
A terrorist, if it acts like a terrorist, if it walks like a terrorist, if it fights like a terrorist, it's a terrorist, right? I would recall that we always were saying that we are going to fight ISIL and other terrorist groups. This is the same position which the Americans are taking.
But the U.S. suspects that Russia is really trying to help Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad eliminate rebels who want him out of office. A new study by the Pew Research Center looks at how much technology is embedded to young teenagers' romantic relationships. NPR's Bracton Booker reports it finds social media play an important role in maintaining those relationships.
The Pew study surveyed teenagers ages 13 to 17. Just over half the teenage girls surveyed said social media make them feel closer to a partner. However, when it comes to boys, 65% say social media sites like Facebook and Instagram help them stay attached to their romantic partner. Amanda Linhart led the study.
They were more likely to say they felt an increased emotional connection and an increased kind of just connection in general to those sort of workings of their partner's lives.
While the study found a relatively low percentage of teens met their romantic partners online, social media plays a significant role in flirting, dating, and the breakup of romantic relationships.
Bracton Booker reporting. This is NPR.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.